The colourful former US presidential candidate Ross Perot has died at the age of 89. The self-made billionaire from Texas ran for president as a third-party candidate twice in the 1990s. A socially conservative maverick, he campaigned against the political norm and inadvertently helped to elect Bill Clinton. Isabel Rowe looks back on his life.
Some might say he was the original political maverick before Donald Trump. In 1992, US voters met Ross Perot, the tech entrepreneur who campaigned as the anti-politician.
If you want to register me in 50 states, number one, I'll promise you this, between now and the convention, we'll get both parties' heads straight.
Perot started as a paperboy on the border of Texas and Arkansas. Born in 1930 during the Depression, his family didn't have much. With $1,000 in savings, he started electronic data systems, which ended up earning him billions. In 1992, when Bill Clinton challenged George Bush for the presidency, Ross Perot ran on a platform of protectionism.
When you take these skills away from people by looking after them, you destroy those skills, but more importantly, you destroy their self-respect, their pride, and their dignity. And you also do that when you take a good person's job away from them and send it over to Asia to 25 cents an hour job.
He had a chaotic campaign, dropping out and re-entering midway, ending up with 19% of the votes. But what he did was cost George H.W. Bush a second term.
Ross Perot's fundamental message was that career politicians in Washington don't know what they're doing.
Dr. David Smith is a lecturer at the University of Sydney's United States Studies Centre, and he says the comparisons between Ross Perot and Donald Trump in his early political career are apt.
After the Cold War finished, there was really room for unconventional candidates who actually questioned things like the role that the US was playing in the world. And Ross Perot was really the first of them who met with very much success. This was very appealing to a lot of Americans who felt shut out of the political system, who believed that nothing really changed between parties, and who believed that politicians were selling them out. That tapped into a lot of people's anxieties about what this massive free trade deal with Mexico and Canada was actually going to do to American jobs.
Perot had another tilt at the presidency in 1996. This time he stayed in the race.
The point is, am I in this for the long haul? Yes. Do I intend to campaign till the bitter end? Yes.
And he started the Reform Party and again campaigned on middle America's fear for their jobs.
Have you listened to the messages from the other parties during the last few weeks? Do their promises for 1996 sound familiar? Yes. Who first brought these issues to the American people? You dare!
The campaign was much less successful, but there was a legacy, according to Dr. David Smith.
The Reform Party stuck around for a while. It was actually Donald Trump's very first dipping his toe in the water as a presidential candidate was in 2000 with the Reform Party, although he withdrew before the campaign really began.
Perot left politics but continued to speak out about federal spending for many years. His death has attracted tributes from US political figures such as Vice President Mike Pence, who says Perot was a true American patriot. He died at home in Dallas in the company of family.
Isabel Rowe with that report.